Lift him up and carry him along. Fire Marengo, fire him away. Lay him in the hold where he belongs. Fire Marengo, fire him away. Oh, he's heaven and let him play. Fire Marengo, fire him away. One more turn and we're away. Fire Marengo, fire him away. Her blocks and away we'll go. Fire Marengo, fire him away. Oh, screw that cotton, screw it down. Fire Marengo, fire him away. Let's get back to Liverpool town. Fire Marengo, fire him away. When we get back to Liverpool town. Fire Marengo, fire him away. I'll throw a line Sally Brown. Fire Marengo, fire him away. Oh, Sally, she's a pretty little craft. Fire Marengo, fire him away. Sharp to the fore and rounded in the aft. Fire Marengo, fire him away. Oh, screw that cotton, screw it down. Fire Marengo, fire him away. Let's get the hell back to Liverpool town. Fire Marengo, fire him away. When we get back to Liverpool town. Fire Marengo, fire him away. I'll stand you whiskey all around. Fire Marengo, fire him away. Oh, fire Marengo, fire him away. Fire Marengo, fire him away. Fire Marengo, fire him away. Fire Marengo, fire him away.
A Song of the Sea from a CD called On the Rocks, Shanties and Maritime Songs, featuring the Johnson Girls, here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. The show's your connection to local performances. I'm Kevin Kelly. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up on the program, I'll be talking with Jessica Ivry, who is the cellist of the Real Vocal String Quartet, who are going to be in our area a couple of times starting Sunday. And we'll hear a sample of some of their wares. But first, this portion of the show, I want to welcome a man who has begun a sea shanty sing, or shanty sing, at the Black Rock Pizza in Urbana. It's inside Lincoln Square Mall, or Lincoln Square Village, I guess it's called now. And the fourth Monday of every month, which means tonight, 7 o'clock. His name, Christopher Madden, and I'm very pleased to welcome you to the show. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Why a sea shanty sing? That's hard to say, by the way.
It is, and I've just started calling it the Shambana Shanty Shing for simplicity.
Shanty Shing?
Yes. I love making music with other people. And in a spontaneous way. Choruses and bands and orchestras are great, but I get tired of doing the same thing for months and then doing, you know, one or two concerts and you're done. Whereas traditional music and folk music gives you a lot more dynamic opportunity to get together with people you've never met before, sing a song you've never heard before, try to get it down before the song is over, to learn songs from other people, teach songs to other people, and come together in a way that's different every single time. Sea shanties in particular, and other music of the seas and inland waterways, tend to be very energetic and a lot of fun to sing, for much the same reason that, you know, Irish drinking songs or, you know, other kinds of energetic traditional songs are. Plus, there's kind of that sort of pirate angle that sort of makes things kind of fun as well. But really, it's about getting a chance to get a bunch of people together to make really energetic, dynamic music together.
You're fairly new to the community, aren't you?
I am. My wife just started a PhD at the university this year, so we moved here in August.
Have you been involved in any such endeavor before?
Yes. Previously, she was doing an internship at the University of Florida. I managed to start a sing there with the help of someone formerly from this area, actually, Chris Castle, who used to be based in Chicago. And that sing is still going monthly for any of you listeners in Gainesville at the Midnight on Main Street once a month down there.
And since you said listeners in Gainesville, that is actually very possible because we do stream this program in case listeners didn't know. And I believe there are many listeners who don't know that. But we do have it up on our website, which is wyll.illinois.edu. And we do archive the shows as I guess it's technically a podcast or else it's technically not a podcast. I never remember which goes which way. They're always up on our on our website, at least within a few days, if not the same day. Tell me a little bit about your own musical background. I know you do a lot with computer languages.
Yeah, I am a computer nerd. I started taking, you know, piano lessons in second grade, did high school band and all that stuff. But what I really found in both in high school on band road trips and then in college in both the band and the co-ed fraternity that I was in was there was a lot of group singing. Drinking songs, body songs, school songs, and it was a lot of fun. And then I was saddened to find out when I got in the real world that people don't do that. If you're lucky and you go to a bar, there's some live band playing. If you're unlucky, there's karaoke. But typically there's a jukebox or a whatever stereo is playing behind the bar. And if you start singing songs with your friends at the table, people are going to look at you weird or tell you to shut up. And then I found some folks who went to the same school I did about 8 years behind me, for whatever reason, decided to start, I think as a joke, an acapirate group.
Acapirate.
Acapirate group. It's
okay.
Called R. And I think they did it as a joke, but it's still going on. And it's been 12 years now, I think, 13 years. And it's still, the group is still active. And I ran into them at an alumni event and my reaction was, oh, this is a thing you could do. I didn't know this was a thing you could do. This is amazing. And one of those guys came out to the San Francisco area where I was and told me about the monthly sing at the San Francisco National Historical Maritime Park or something like that, which is a fantastic event. Usually 80 people or more show up once a month, sit in the after deck of one of the tall ships and sing songs for 4 hours. And it's phenomenal. It's just the sound is great. The energy is fantastic. There's some raucous songs. There's some beautiful, quiet songs. And I was hooked. I moved to Portsmouth, New Hampshire in 2008 and got even more deeply sucked in. There's some brilliant scholarly knowledge there as well as some great musicians. Fantastic scene there. And started getting much more serious about it. And now I've lived two places since then where there haven't been regular shanty sings, and I miss them. So I'm doing what I can to reinstate that in my life.
Now you're in a part of the country that is about as far from the sea as you can reasonably get.
Right. But the tradition is not just strictly, although we call them sea shanties, there were tall ships on the Great Lakes. And I have actually a couple of CDs here from Tom and Chris Castle, who were based in the Chicago area. They're now in other places, but they still help run the Chicago Maritime Festival. There's a huge wealth of maritime music tradition from the Great Lakes, from the rivers, the riverboat trade. They had their own set of songs, and there's a lot of crossover as well between railroad songs and songs of the sea, dock workers' songs. Some of the men mostly doing this work were seasonal workers and would do different kinds of work at different times. And so the songs move around from the docks to the ships to the logging camps to the railroad workers. So there's a pretty rich interchange there and plenty of inland tradition.
Since you said the men mostly doing the work, I was surprised that the first CD you handed me to play, which, of course, we opened with, was women singing
yes.
shanties.
Yeah. So that's one of the changes from the tradition to the modern musical thing. This music would have been made almost entirely by men. It would have been a bit shocking. Some considered it bad luck to have a woman on board a ship. But the music doesn't stop with the end of the age of sail. And the Johnson Girls are wonderful proof that anyone can sing this music. They happen to all be amazing singers, but there's also lots of room for rougher voices. I like to say there's only two kinds of singing at a shanty sing, good and authentic. You know, this is music that was designed for the sailors to sing, rough voices, unmusical, untrained voices. If anything, add a certain wonderful energy and power to the music that sometimes gets lost in some of the, you know, folk revival era recordings where they turn them into these pretty little ditties with a guitar accompaniment, which is fine, but is very different from the traditional source.
We've got another one here. This is a CD called Steady As She Goes, Songs and Shanties from the Days of Commercial Sail. And then the name of four guys listed. Is it the four guys who are singing here?
Yes. So Lou Killen, who passed away recently, and Jeff and Garrett Warner, whose parents were Frank and Ann Warner, who did a lot of collecting in the Appalachians in the pre- and post-World War II era, discovered the song, among others, Tom Dooley, which, you know, became a bit of a minor hit. And Fudd Benson, whom I know much less about, but is also a fine singer.
This one is called Topman and the Afterguard. Is this from the sea or from elsewhere?
Yes. This is one of the, what we call the forebitters, as distinguished from the shanties. It's a recreational song that the sailors sang to amuse themselves, and it's a bit of tweaking authority so that the afterguard would be the soldier or marine on duty at the back of the ship. Top man would be one of the sailors, and they're basically sharing a complaint about the management.
Hey, top man and an afterguard were a-walking out one day. Said the top man to the afterguard, I mean for to pray for the rights of all sailors and the wrongs of all men. And whatever I do pray for, you must answer,
amen.
First I'll pray for the bo'sun with his little stick, who bawls out all hands and then gives us a lick. He strikes a many a bold fellow, then kicks him amain. And may the devil double, triple damn him, says the afterguard,
amen.
Then I'll pray for the purser who gives us to eat Nuremberger rank butter and musty horse meat, with his weevily old biscuits, so that he gets the gain. May the devil double, triple damn him, says the afterguard,
amen.
Then I'll pray for them navy officers who holds up our due. We are owed 3 years' wages and prize money too. But it's you can't have it yet, Jack. Try next voyage again. And may the devil double, triple damn them, says the afterguard,
amen.
Then the last thing I will pray for is a jug of good beer. Ah, the Lord sends us liquor, our spirits to cheer. And if we have one pot, then I hope we'll get 10. And never, never one for grog, boys, says the afterguard,
amen.
Called Topman and the Afterguard, sung by Lewis Killen, Jeff Warner, Garrett Warner, and Fudd Benson from a CD called Steady As She Goes, Songs and Shanties from the Days of Commercial Sail, brought to us by Chris Madden, who is hosting or coordinating, I guess, an open sea shanty sing tonight at 7 o'clock at Black Rock Pizza in Urbana. It's inside Lincoln Square Village. And all are welcome. It's become a monthly thing really quite recently. And he's my guest this portion of Live and Local on FM 90.9, where we have support for our broadcast from Community Blood Services of Illinois, working together with volunteer donors to provide blood products for hospitals and patients throughout our region. Blood donations help save the lives of the injured and critically ill. Information is available at bloodservices.org. Chris, is this the first, second, third round of the sing?
This is the third one. We started in January. And we've had some attendance has been low. It's, you know, it's new. It's starting up. But we've had some good musicians. A couple folks from the Chicago Sing are coming down tonight to join us. We may or may not have a surprise international superstar guest, depending on his whim. But I don't want to make any promises. But
there are international superstar shanty singers?
There are, although this is not. There's someone who's in town who may or may not drop by. Anyway.
And we better leave it at that.
We'll leave it at that.
May or may not.
Yes. There are international shanty superstars. Lou Killen was one of them. Tom and Chris Castle actually are kind of classified there. Johnson Girls. They've all played at festivals in Germany, Poland. Shanty music, for some reason, became huge in Poland in the late 20th century. There are shanty choirs. It's much bigger, you know, in England and Scotland, you get the folk club scene where people get together in pubs and sing as a sort of organized, slightly more organized kind of thing. And shanties are a big part of that in some circles. But the shanty choirs in Poland are a really interesting and strange phenomenon.
Because the choirs are strange somehow?
Well, they're performing groups that focus on sea music, which certainly there are in the States too, but there are a lot of huge choirs, which for groups of that size we focus. And it's almost all entirely English music. They're singing in English. There are some Polish nautical songs in the tradition, but for the most part, they're singing, you know, English and American, Irish sea shanties in sailor outfits, in hordes of like 50, 60 men doing performances. It's wonderful and a little bit strange.
And a little bit strange. I can see why you say that. I actually forgot to ask you before we played that last song. You referred to it as a forebitter.
Yes.
Spelled F-O-R-E-B-I-T-T-E-R.
Yes.
A term I'd never heard before. What does it come from?
So a bit is a thing that you use to tie up a rope. The forebits are the bits at the front of the ship. And that's also that part of the ship, also called the forecastle, is where the sailors would hang out in their off hours. And so sometimes those songs are also called forecastle songs or forebitters, because it's what they sang and played while they were hanging out at the forebits.
And forecastle, one would probably never recognize
forecastle.
The word because it looks like forecastle, right?
Yes. Sometimes written with far too many apostrophes.
With your interest beginning with this kind of music, have you also picked up a knowledge of sailing?
Somewhat. I was interested in sailing before this. I've done some, you know, small craft, inland lake sailing. And I would love to go to sea, but it is an expensive hobby and or a lifestyle decision that I'm not prepared to make at this point. I do go sailing whenever I get the chance, which is far less often than I would like.
But you're not piloting a tall ship.
No.
In other words.
No.
You're riding along with somebody or in a sailboat or
right.
Et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. You're not destined for piracy anytime soon.
No, I have a lot of homework to do before I can get there.
What are other, you said, of course, there's, you bill the sing variously as traditional or modern songs about the sea and inland waters or shanties and other music of the waterways.
Yes.
What are some other examples of non-sea shanty songs?
Well, we've got one queued up, actually.
We have.
Rolling
Convenient.
Home, which is a song that shows up rolling home to dear old Blighty, rolling home to old New England. This version, it's rolling home to old Chicago, and was a song that you would sing as you were preparing to leave dock to make your trip home, in this case, to Chicago. So you'd use this song while you were raising the anchor to go home. So this is very much a song of the Great Lakes trade.
And this is Tom and Chris Castle, you referred to a couple
yes.
of times from their CD, Me for the Inland Lakes, here on Live and Local.
Rolling home, rolling home, rolling home across the sea. Rolling home to old Chicago, rolling home, old town to thee. When the mate calls up all hands, man the capstan, walk around. Heave her up, lads, with a will, for we are homeward bound. Rolling home, rolling home, rolling home across the sea. Rolling home to old Chicago, rolling home, old town to thee. Up the river on a tow line, past the city of Detroit, where the cinders fell on deck all the day and half the night. Rolling home, rolling home, rolling home across the sea. Rolling home to old Chicago, rolling home, old town to thee. Up the length of old St. Clair, Port Huron we let go. We'll hoist the canvas forward on the main and mizzen too. Rolling home, rolling home, rolling home across the sea. Rolling home to old Chicago, rolling home, old town to thee. Oh, we'll steer for Rolling Lake, at last we set the sail. Say goodbye to Buffalo Town, and we show the ship's old tale. Rolling home, rolling home, rolling home across the sea. Rolling home to old Chicago, rolling home, old town to thee. Up the length of old Lake Huron, with our canvas at its best, we'll drive towards Saginaw Bay with a wind from out the west. Rolling home, rolling home, rolling home across the sea. Rolling home to old Chicago, rolling home, old town to thee. Through the straits our best to windward, far astern the Isle Bob low, then southward through Lake Michigan to the town of Chicago. Rolling home, rolling home, rolling home across the sea. Rolling home to old Chicago, rolling home, old town to thee.
Tom and Chris Castle and some friends from a CD called Me for the Inland Lakes, and as you could imagine, is called Rolling Home, here on Live and Local. A traditional tune called, so that would be an Inland Lakes. It would be a non-sea shanty.
Yes.
Is it still called a shanty, though?
It would be a shanty, yeah. It is a work song. It would have been used while you, as I said, while you were raising the capstan, using the capstan to raise the anchor as you're leaving port to head back to Chicago with iron ore or whatever else you were carrying.
So a shanty is defined as essentially a work song.
A work song, yes.
Having something to do with water. Probably.
Yes. Yes.
Or work on the water.
Exactly. Work on the onboard ship.
Chris Madden's my guest this portion of Live and Local. He hosts Sea Shanty Sing Mondays, the fourth Monday of the month, and they're on their third one, which is tonight. So it's a new endeavor. Tonight at 7 o'clock at the Black Rock Pizza inside Lincoln Square Mall in Urbana, Lincoln Square Village. And all are welcome. That's why it's called open. So you don't have to have any experience. How do the songs get taught?
They are generally, there's a repetitive chorus. If it's a complicated one, the singer might explain it in advance. But generally, they're simple enough that you can pick them up as they're going along. And, you know, people who have been doing this for even a couple times before will be familiar with some of the songs that come along, and some of them will be new. But, you generally pick it up on the fly.
So far, who's doing the teaching at your sings?
I've done some. Another guy, Dean, who's some of you may know as a local traditional concert promoter.
Dean Karras.
Dean Karras, exactly. Mm-hmm. Has come and taught a couple of songs that he's known. And a few other people whose names I can't even remember now have taught the songs that they've known.
So in other words, bring yourselves, bring your songs.
Yes. But if you don't know any songs, don't be scared to show up. Just be prepared to learn.
But if you have one, bring it. And
absolutely.
Be prepared to teach it.
Yes.
I suppose. Unless you're really shy and someone else happens to know it.
Yes.
That would work too.
Yeah.
Well, one of these days I'll get out to them.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like it could be a lot of fun. And I've always sort of enjoyed hearing them when I've been able to hear them, but I've never encountered somebody who's made a specialty of the thing.
It is a little unusual, but I find it rewarding. So,
well, I hope all those who turn up tonight, 7 o'clock tonight, Black Rock Pizza, join Chris Madden and anybody else who turns up. We got one more here. This is one where people are actually at work.
Yes, so this was recorded at Mystic Seaport in Mystic, Connecticut. It's a capstan shanty. Again, they're raising the anchor. And you can hear the clanking noise as the ratchet and pawl goes around to keep the capstan from slipping back if something goes badly and the anchor from plummeting back to the bottom of the seabed. And it's a tune called Sacramento, which was a music hall tune from the 1800s, from the Gold Rush era, probably now traced to a musical troupe from New Hampshire. But obviously the melody is shared with Camptown Races by Stephen Foster, so there's a lot of debate about where the song actually came from. But you can hear how it's actually used to keep the sailors in time as they're walking in a circle for a task that could take potentially hours.
Forbidder, the name of the quartet of Mystic Seaport Shantymen here on Live and Local.
Heave away! Around Cape Horn we all must go.
Oh, hoo-dah, hoo-dah.
And around Cape Horn in the ice and snow.
Oh, hoo-dah-dee.
Oh, boys, blow for California. There's plenty of gold, so I've been told, on the banks of the Sacramento. And around Cape Horn where the sky's so set.
Hoo-dah, hoo-dah.
Around Cape Horn and we're all ringing wet.
Hoo-dah-dee.
Oh, blow, boys, blow for California. There's plenty of gold, so I've been told, on the banks of the Sacramento. It's around Cape Horn in the month of May.
Hoo-dah, hoo-dah.
Around Cape Horn is a bloody long way.
Oh, hoo-dah-dee.
Oh, blow, boys, blow for California. There's plenty of gold, so I've been told, on the banks of the Sacramento. Starvation and knees on a Yankee ship.
Ho!
Hoo-dah, hoo-dah. And we're the bullies for to make a rip.
Oh, hoo-dah-dee.
Oh, boys, blah, for California. There's plenty of gold, so I've been told, on the banks of the Sacramento. Santander Jim is a mate from hell. Hoodah, hoodah. He's got fists of iron and feet as well. Oh, hoodah day. Oh, boys, blow for California. There's plenty of gold, so I've been told, on the banks of the Sacramento. Heave your bars and breast your backs. Hoodah, hoodah. Well, heave and make your spare ribs crack. Oh, hoodah day. Oh, blow, boys, blow for California. There's plenty of gold, so I've been told, on the banks of the Sacramento. We'll crack it on with the big sky utes. Hoodah, hoodah. Oh, Bully Jim is a bloody big brute. Hoodah day. Oh, blow, boys, blow for California. There's plenty of gold, so I've been told, on the banks of the Sacramento. Around Cape Horn to Frisco Bay. Hoodah.
An actual work song happening while work is being done. Forbidder, the name of the quartet, singing an American sea shanty. It's called Sacramento, here on Live and Local. Join the sea shanty sing tonight at 7 o'clock at Black Rock Pizza in Urbana, if you like. That is now located inside Lincoln Square Mall. I'm Kevin Kelly. Our broadcast is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, breathing life into the history of our nation's musical past through exhibits, guided tours, and performances at the University of Illinois. More information is available, and visits can be scheduled at 217-333-4577. Stay tuned for my conversation with Jessica Ivry, who is the cellist of the Real Vocal String Quartet, who will be in our area very soon.
Hooked into is provided. Consumer to consumer, part of worldly taking, apart from worldly troubles, living in your pre-war apartment, soon to be a post-war apartment, and you live in the future.
That's a Regina Spektor tune called Machine in an arrangement by Alyssa Rose, who is one of the violinists of the Real Vocal String Quartet. It comes off of their latest CD called Four Little Sisters. Real Vocal String Quartet is going to be in our area twice coming up very soon, Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock at a house concert in Urbana, and then next Tuesday, April 1st, at Eastern Illinois University in Charleston. And in fact, we'll be having them live in our studio next Monday here on Live and Local, where my guest at the moment on the telephone is the cellist of the group, Jessica Ivry. Thanks for joining us on Live and Local today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Thanks for promoting our concert.
Oh, very happy to. So you guys got started in the San Francisco Bay Area. Are you all still based there?
Yeah, we are. Berkeley, Oakland, and San Francisco.
And the idea of Real Vocal, I'm trying to think of another string quartet that also does vocals, and I fail in thinking of any. What was the genesis for this concept?
Well, our founding member, Eileen Sazer, she was in the Turtle Island String Quartet for many years in the 80s, and I think she always wanted to be in a quartet where she could use her voice as well. So she and I got together and started writing, working on some of the tunes that she'd written and seeing how we could either throw in lyrics or even just musical vocal textures just to add another element. And so we brought in two other players, Dina and Alyssa, and who had sort of similar interests in using their voices. And it's evolved from there. Sometimes it's the musical texture and the string quartet kind of arrangement. Sometimes it's more like a rock band where one person takes the lead and the rest of us are sort of the supporting backup band.
And you mentioned Dina. That's Dina Maccabee, the violist in the recording we heard. Who was the soloist in the tune we just heard, Machine?
That was Dina singing. And then and there's a chorale section, and it's the rest of us singing in the chorale.
Right. Regina Spektor herself, singer-songwriter, most of the songs on this recording are by others. One of them Alyssa wrote and one of them Irene wrote. Mm-hmm. What do you consider fodder for your own material?
Well, I think for a while it was just anybody's interest, anyone bringing something in that we think would be kind of an interesting arrangement for a string quartet, with the idea that we also still try to write originals, but to start from taking tunes that you wouldn't expect to be played on string instruments and then using them that way. So actually what we're doing now is a lot more originals, sort of in the style of, so we're really interested in Appalachian music, and so we're definitely bringing in tunes. I feel like each one of us kind of has that style, but they're original, with original lyrics and, you know, an original bluegrass tune, but, you know, that sounds like it could be a traditional one, but really it's an original thing. So I think that, but we all have really different wide variety of musical interests. So really it was just bringing in many styles, and that's why that CD is very diverse, with a Brazilian tune and then a pop tune and a Cajun tune and then an African-inspired original by Irene.
What is the variety of musical backgrounds of the four members of the quartet?
Well, we are all classically trained. We went to conservatories across the country. But as I said, Irene was in a jazz string quartet, and Dina and I met at a jazz summer program at UCLA. Actually, Alyssa went to that same program, the Henry Mancini Institute, years ago before us. And we've all played in bands. I've played in Balkan and Klezmer bands, and Dina's been in a lot of singer-songwriter kind of outfits, and Alyssa has been in a lot of bluegrass. So even though we're all trained classically, we explored and wanted to play our instruments in different kind of genres, different ensembles.
Did you also all train as singers?
Not as formally as we did as string players, but we did, all of us did do some kind of singing in high school and a little bit in college, just classes, and we've taken private voice lessons individually, but I would say most of our training has really been string playing, but just trying to bring in the voice, you know, as this other fifth element, but not where, well, not where it would be like the main lead singer, but more like a texture.
I should say that the recording we're hearing from today has the four original members, but you actually have a new member who is in place of Dina Maccabee on viola, and he is not female.
Yeah, that's right. Dina got into this great composition graduate school program, so she left us sadly. And we had a hard time finding a replacement, but we were open to anybody, male or female. And we met this young man, Matthias McIntyre, who's originally from Toronto. He now lives in San Francisco, and he's such a great improviser. He's got a really warm voice, and he writes really interesting music. And we really clicked with him, and we were, you know, concerned, should we say all female, but I think it was just coincidence that we started out as all female group. It wasn't an intentional PR goal, it just became that way. And so I think this will be an interesting turn of events, but I think it's going to be also a really great one, especially vocally. It's really nice to hear the close vocal sounds of the male and female voice together, and especially on the bluegrass influence kind of tune.
You said there's an African influence tune on here. Is that Irene's? Is that the homage to Umu?
Yeah, homage to Umu. It's an homage to Umu Sangare. She's a singer from Mali. She lives in New York now, and she has a really great album. I forget the name of it right now, but I know that Irene was really just excited about that record for a while, and so she wanted to write a piece kind of in that style. So, and on our first record, we have a cover of Cospiro. And I'm forgetting who wrote that, but that's another song, I think, that was from an artist by Kenya. So Irene has a lot of interest in African music, so she sort of brought that in. But so far, she's the only one who's really brought in some African-inspired music.
And it's the Real Vocal String Quartet here on Live and Local. They're going to be playing twice in our area on Sunday coming up and then the following Tuesday. More information in a few minutes on Live and Local. Thank you. Homage to Humain by Irene Sazer, who is the founding violinist of the Real Vocal String Quartet. I should say founding violinist. There were actually two founding violinists of the quartet, but Irene and Jessica Ivry, who is my guest on Live and Local today, the cellist of the group, as she said earlier, got together as a duo before the full quartet got created. Dina Maccabee joined on viola, and Matthias McIntyre is now their violist and will be touring with them to the Midwest, as they'll be in Urbana at a house concert Sunday at 4 o'clock. The address is 405 West Illinois Street, and I tell you that because there are no advance sales. You just show up, and they say they've never turned anybody away. 405 West Illinois in Urbana, Sunday at 4, and then next Tuesday at the Dowden Fine Arts Center in Charleston. Jessica, you said there that Irene is the only one to have brought African influence into the quartet. What would you say are some of what you've brought in?
Well, I'm really into pop music, so the one thing I've kind of brought in is I did an arrangement on our CD of a David Byrne song that he did with the New York band Dirty Projectors. And currently I'm working on a song, another arrangement by the band Blonde Redhead. So I'm very much interested in pop music, and I guess I secretly want to be in a rock band, but I play the cello, so it's hard to do that. So I get to be the bass player in this group. So when it's a rock tune, I can really kind of work on arranging a drum set and bass for string quartet. So that's something I'm interested in bringing. And lately I am really doing a lot more singing, so I'm not sure where that's going to lead, but seeing if I can bring something in with original lyrics.
What about the other two, Alyssa, and I guess we'd have to say Matthias now, some of what they bring?
Alyssa is a big bluegrass fiddle player. She plays and jams all the time. Every time we go anywhere across the country, she finds it where there's a local jam, and we'll play with people late into the night. So she brings in a lot of bluegrass style. Even when we make arrangements, you know, of folk music from other countries, as we've done when we went overseas last year on the State Department tour, she arranged pieces with, and they always had a bluegrass kind of flair. So that's her main interest. And Matthias, kind of yet to be seen. He brought in something he had already written, but arranged it for string quartet. So it was, had a little bit of a new music, new classical music feel to it. But we kind of fussed with it a little bit as an ensemble and put in some vocal harmonies and some improv sections, and that really kind of opened it up a little bit. So we'll see.
You said that Matthias is particularly a good improviser. How much is improvisation important in the quartet, or at least how much has it been?
Really important. Actually, everybody's a great improviser. Everybody has a different style of improvising too, which is really nice. We pretty much have improvised sections in almost every tune, except maybe, even in Elephant Dreams. Everything is pretty much through composed, but then we'll always have a section where it's just, you know, chord changes and the improvise. So that was one of the main criteria, that we needed to find someone who could really have like the classical chops, but then also could, you know, take a great solo and not be afraid to do it. We do something called Now, which means we make up free improv on the spot in our live concerts, which is really fun. We each start a little piece and it sort of just goes from there. It's open. There's no parameters to it. So it's a really fun way to, to break loose a little bit and open up the listener's ears also.
I want to go out with a Cajun, or I guess it sounds to me like a Zydeco tune.
It's actually Cajun, though.
I always get those genres mixed up between Cajun, Zydeco, and I forget what the other...
I do, too. I don't know. I do, too, and I certainly am not a purist, but I'm pretty sure that when Dina brought this tune to the group, she checked it out and confirmed it's the Cajun song.
Okay. Well, it's called Allons à Lafayette. So you just gave away. So Irene brought this one in.
No, Dina brought it.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dina. And Dina is the violist... no longer with the group.
Right.
And this is one, sounds to me like you get to play bass, essentially, as the cellist.
Yeah, I'm absolutely playing a lot of bass lines on this tune. And we are trying to do our best to speak in, like, a Cajun French, which is fun to do.
You got some coaching from somewhere, I imagine.
Recordings, that's the best way. Doing old recordings. Also, Dina, Alyssa, and I went to a really fun fiddle camp a couple summers ago up in Port Townsend, Washington, and what's called Philtune. And there was a whole bunch of people playing Cajun and Cajun music and classes that had to do with Cajun music. So that was a great, great way to learn about it from authentic, you know, masters of it.
Well, folks can have actually three opportunities to hear you in our area. Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock at a house concert at 405 West Illinois Street in Urbana. You just go there, and they say you should be able to get in. 405 West Illinois in Urbana, Sunday at 4. And then next Monday, they'll be coming live on Live and Local, the play for us for the hour. And then on Tuesday, April 1st, no joke, they'll be at the Dowden Fine Arts Center at Eastern Illinois University in Charleston, and we'll certainly repeat that. Jessica, thanks very much for joining us on the show. It's been a pleasure to talk with you, and I'll look forward to meeting you in person next Monday.
Thank you.
The Real Vocal String Quartet on Live and Local.
Petit trou mignon, parfait criminel, comment tu te remets-moi, parfait, mets-moi tout seul.
Lafayette from the Real Vocal String Quartet. Irene Sazer, Alyssa Rose, Dina Maccabee, and Jessica Ivry from their CD Four Little Sisters. On Live and Local on FM 90.9, join me the next couple of days for a conversation with Michael Lasser, author of a new book called America's Songs 2, Songs from the 1890s to the Postwar Years. You're listening to 90.9 WYNL FM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music and More for Central Illinois. WYNL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois.